we'd spend our time together and kick off our time together actually with this question. When was the last time you had a GMOOH moment? You're probably thinking, what in the world does that mean? We love acronyms, right? All right, let me clarify. When was the last time you had a get me out of here moment? If you would take a really brief moment with the person sitting next to you and describe that situation, if you would. When's the last time you had a get me out of here moment? Take a couple minutes. Ready to go. So if I was to ask you that question once again, how many of you would say you had one of those moments probably in the last month? Raise your hand. How many of you would say you had one of those in the last week? Raise your hand. Yeah. How many of you would say you had one of those this weekend? Raise your hand. This morning? Well, I hope not. Come on. Gee. Maybe for you it's something like this. You're stuck in lovely Fort Wayne traffic. Now, I know, and having come from Virginia, where there's a couple more cars and there's a really congested stretch of road called I-95, I-95 in case you're traveling out there so you can bypass it. This never happens in Fort Wayne, does it? So maybe, just maybe, your get me out of here moment took place in the process of going from point A to point B. And maybe for you that was on your way to work or back home from work. Or maybe it was, dare I say it, going shopping. Yeah, it happens, doesn't it? And doesn't it also happen that when you're in the midst of one of these get me out of here moments and you're stuck in traffic, you take the wrong turn and then you run into this? Road closed. Has that been your experience before? Yeah, it happens, doesn't it? So if you're like me, what you do is you pull off to a place where you can stop. You fire up your smartphone, who's guaranteed to do the heavy lifting for you, and this is the response you get. Forget about it. For those of you who have a smartphone or a smart device, when you pull up your map and the map is showing red, is red a good thing? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Yeah. Yeah, might as well just pull it over and go for a walk and grab some coffee. You're not going anywhere for a while. We know about those get me out of here moments, don't we? Maybe for you, I don't know, happened for my wife Kara and me recently, the get me out of here moment took place with shopping. You ever had one of those experiences? Your experience was a get me out of here moment in the midst of shopping? Yeah, it happens, doesn't it? Maybe around a season of, oh, I don't know, something called Black Friday. Or maybe, oh, I don't know, Christmas. You don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you have shopping to do yet? Yeah, yeah. If you want to send me your get me out of here stories in a couple weeks, boy, yeah. It happens, doesn't it? Pull into the parking lot of our favorite store, our favorite mall, and we assume it's an in-and-out operation. That's the way I try to operate. I try to have my list handy, and I try to focus and strategize already. Where do I have to go? Take a left turn here, take a right turn here, go five steps forward, five steps back. We're not dancing. We're getting out of here. But sometimes this is our experience. In the midst of the mobs and the chaos and the stress, maybe there's somewhere in the bottom of our heart or our mind where there is a voice that's screaming out, get me out of here. Not long ago, I was going through some family pictures, and I came across pictures of this horrific device. How many of you have seen one of these before? Yeah, you ready for it? You know what that's called? It's called a baby jumper. The name alone should tell you something's, well, I don't know. Years ago, after one of my nephews was born, I had the chance to go back to Nebraska to visit my sister and brother-in-law and family in Seward, Nebraska. And upon arrival and going into the living room area, I saw that my nephew had been placed in one of these baby jumpers. I think it was a jumperoo was the actual brand or whatever. But it didn't take long for me to pick up the vibe that he was laying down. And you can see it written all over his face and his body language, which had kind of gone limp, which was, get me out of here. I'm having a get me out of here moment. I can't talk yet, so I'm going to blink and I'm going to twitch to try to communicate to you non-verbally, get me out of here. Well, after a while, and I don't know, how many of you have seen one of these before? Raise your hand. Yes, you kind of know how this works. You're kind of caught in limbo. I mean, you're hanging there, but you can't really move, can you? So, for example, when the family dog runs into the room and you want to chase it with every fiber of your being, your legs are going like this, but you're just not, I mean, you're twisting, you're not going anywhere, and you're having a get me out of here moment. Well, then your brother, or your mom, or your dad, or your uncle, favorite uncle from Portland, Indiana, comes into town, and you want to crawl over there, but try as you may, you just, you're kind of stuck, aren't you? I mean, you're kind of standing, but you're really not. You're dangling there, but you're kind of not. You can move, but you kind of can't. So you look, and you plead, and you try to write it all over your face. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. So you look to your family member who put said child in jumperoo, and the call you're getting from the sideline is, no. Sorry, buddy. After you've done everything you can to crawl and to jump and to bounce and to claw and to throw things and to cry, all you do finally is, well, you just give up. Get me out of here moments are no fun. This morning from God's Word, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, we hear about John the Baptist, and boy, he is in one big get me out of here moment, isn't he? Last week, we took a look at John the Baptist and how God is using him to help cultivate a community of hope focused on Jesus Christ, the light of the world, who's come for you, to give you and me hope that we can build our lives around him and upon what he gives to us. So John the Baptist is the front runner, and he is calling out to everybody, regardless of where they're at, regardless of age, stage, financial place in life. This is the guy you need in your life. To tax collectors, to soldiers, to the common person, go to that guy. Follow that guy. He's the guy who's going to free you. He's the guy who's going to show you what it's like to have hope. But then at the end of that passage, we come across these really heavy-hearted words. Let me share this with you. Luke 3:19-20. But when John the Baptist, rebuked Herod the Tetrarch because of his marriage to Herodias, his brother's wife, who, by the way, is also his niece. Yeah, don't think about that too long. Talk about faith and family dysfunction, right? Because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and all the other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. I've never been there personally, at least not the kind that John's been in. But it seems to me that this is one of those big get me out of here moments. Would you agree? And it's from this place, this get me out of here moment in time and season for John, that he reaches out to the one that he's been promoting through word and deed, the one who he knows to be the Messiah, the one he's crying out to now for some kind of change in the midst of his get me out of here moment. This is what he sends through a couple messengers, a couple disciples of his, sends them off to Jesus. Find this Jesus that I've been promoting. Look for him, see what he's doing, and then pass this question along to him, because I'm in a place right now that I need to know. Jesus, are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else? I don't know how you read that, but I read a lot of heartache, a lot of discouragement, and a lot of pain in what John's saying. Do you? Get me out of here, Jesus. Not long ago, and this is what we read about John, and if you haven't read these before, and even if you have, let me share this with you once again, just to give you a sense of the kind of relationship John had with Jesus prior to the jail moment, to the get me out of here moment. This is what his life is all about. Luke 3:16, John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." And we hear this in John 1:29-34. Some of our confirmation students know this as well. I won't call you out to read this out loud, but, well, maybe next time. The next day, it's John here. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." His life is to promote Jesus Christ. You get that? And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him," on Jesus. "I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." Now, if you're out and about and you're in the community and you're looking for someone to tell you about Jesus, to show you what Jesus is like, to tell you more about what it means to have a personal hope, a personal relationship with Jesus, is John the kind of guy you want to find and track down? Thumbs up or thumbs down, folks? Oh, come on, let's see him. I know there's more awake than five. I can see your faces. You're smiling. You look good. All right. Yeah. You want John in your corner. He's the guy who's going to tell you to look at Jesus no matter what. He's the one that's going around telling you, this is the guy that brings freedom for people who are held down by stuff in life. But then John comes to a moment like this. And we heard this before, didn't we? Where he sends this message to Jesus. Jesus, are you the one who's to come? Or should we expect someone else? Jesus, get me out of here. I wanted to ask you, can you relate to John this morning? Can you relate to John? You've worked so hard. You've spent every breath and ounce of energy and every fiber in your body pointing people to Jesus. Telling people that this Jesus is like the game changer for life. That this Jesus, because of what he's come to do, you can't put into words how good it is. But then you come to a point in your life and your ministry where doing the right thing and telling the truth lands you in a get me out of here situation. And it's from this place you wonder, God, what in the world is going on? Can you relate to John? All kidding aside, what's been your get me out of here moment? I've had the opportunity to visit with many of you over the last several weeks and many who aren't here. And I can empathize that many of us here today and many who aren't here are going through some very difficult get me out of here moments. And you don't have to raise your hand, but I wonder if there's a part of your heart that wants to reach out and say, I am in one of these places, and with John, I am reached out. Jesus, are you the one? Or should I look for something else? Friends, can you relate this morning? Maybe the question you're asking maybe takes on this shape and form. Can hope even reach me in a place, in a situation like this? See, I think if we take a moment to really look back at John's situation, and I'm not a psychologist or a therapist or anyone who's better qualified or trained to do a diagnosis or analysis of John. But if I was to spend a couple more minutes with John, I'd have to wonder if this is the question he's really asking through the question we heard a moment ago to Jesus. Can hope get to me in a place like this? Can hope get to me in a prison? Past these bars and these walls and these stones, past the mold on the wall and the creatures that come in at night and crawl on my body, past the screams down the hallway, can hope get to me in a place like this? Can it reach me? Let me ask you, what's your prison been like recently? So I think for some of us, sometimes it takes on the form of the past or maybe guilt. Or maybe what you're looking at isn't bars and stone, but maybe it's memories of the past, of things said or done. Maybe for you, the prison is a whole bunch of bill statements. Maybe for you, it's some kind of health-related issue. Maybe it's worry or anxiety or depression or doubt about what's coming down the road tomorrow. Maybe, just maybe, we understand what John's going through. And maybe, just maybe, in these places, there's a part of us that reaches out with that question, can hope get to where I am right now? This is what Jesus sends back to John. Luke 7, 21 to 23. At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." Can hope reach me in a place like this? And the answer is what? Yes. Not through other people, not through other things, not through other substances, not through money, not through your skill or mine, but it's through Jesus Christ that you and I have hope. Amen? No wall holds him back from you. No tomb keeps him sealed from you. No nails hold him in place to keep him from you. This Jesus is an unstoppable force of good and hope for you. So John receives God's firsthand witnesses. Jesus takes these two messengers that John the Baptist has sent to him, and he sends them back to John and says, tell him what you see, not the hearsay, not the word on the street, not the, well, I'm not sure if it's real or not. Tell John, what you've seen and heard about what I am doing, that I am the Messiah. Well, what about us? You ever wonder about that? Where's our firsthand witness? Because God loves you, he gave you and me, gives you and me a firsthand witness as well. Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 30 and 31. If you've never heard these before, maybe this is a good time to write these passages down. And maybe, just maybe, if you're in one of these get me out of here moments or one of these jail cells or prisons where you're crying out and you're wondering, can hope get to me here? Then maybe, just maybe, these are your verses for this week. John, one of Jesus' hand-chosen disciples, fisherman-turned-evangelists, writes this for you and for me. He says, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. Would you read 31 with me together? Because I love to hear you share God's word with me as well. Let's read 31 together. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. In Jesus Christ, you have a personal hope who is able to reach you where you're at. We hear this in Psalm 139 as well. In case you're wondering if you can slip away to a place where God cannot go, there is no place you can go where God is not. Let me say that again. There is no place you can go where God is not. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Today, if you take nothing else away from this message, may it be this then. The Lord is there with you. Whatever your get me out of here moment or situation or struggle is, Jesus is there. Whatever your financial or health-related hardship is, Jesus is there. And when you transition to a new season of life, he'll be there too. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the faithful witness of men like John the Baptist. Today, as we take time to reflect upon your word, we hear within the voice of one of your own echoes of desperation, despair, discouragement, and maybe even doubt. Father, we can resonate with these things. These are things that are part of our experience here in life. Father, we pray that as you sent a message filled with hope that pointed back to you onto John, we pray that you would do the same for us. We pray that you would continue to daily find ways to reach into our get me out of here moments in our prisons, to know without a shadow of a doubt that hope reaches us exactly where we're at. Father, I pray for all of us here, no matter what our season is, would you send your hope, your gospel hope focused on Jesus to those in need? It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.